This episode of the WDW Review is sponsored by Magical Mara Designs. Do you enjoy showing off your love of Disney by wearing Mickey or Minnie ears, but get tired of wearing ones that are uncomfortable and give you headaches? Check out the made-to-order ear designs at MagicalMaraDesigns.com. We've got cute and comfortable Mickey and Minnie ears made to order. Designing Minnie and Mickey ears is my hobby. Making ones that are actually comfortable to wear is my passion. Check them out at MagicalMaraDesigns.com.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review, and I'm your host, Chris Smalek, and I'm joined by Stacey Nyman. Stacey, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hanging in there doesn't sound so good. Is that just due to work and just the drudgery and we're getting finally to the end of winter?
No, it's I sprained my ankle this past Saturday, so I am, like, seriously just totally laid up from it, and, you know, I go to work during the day, and by the time I get home, it's, like, the size of a basketball, and then I just kind of lay here and let it slowly start to, you know, try to get back to normal, but it's a bummer because I have a race this weekend that I'm not going to be able to run, and then I have a race 2 weeks from now, and the doctor is very much unsure if I'm going to be able to do that one, so it's just kind of a bummer that I'm going through this, but you know what, it's not broken, so I need to look at the silver lining and realize that it's all going to be okay. This is part of the journey of running. So
those ankle sprains and like knee sprains, those are rough though. Those take a long time to heal. Like
I know
like an athlete, like, oh yeah, I'm healed, I'll go back out there, and before you know it like gets worse. So I got that.
Well, and it's so hard because you think like this is the Shamrock Shuffle this weekend, and you know it's a big race, a lot of runners doing it, and I'm trying to like get them to give me a refund, I'm trying to get them to, you know, let me defer it to another race, I'm trying to get them to even just give me the medal so I can run it virtually one, you know, but it's such stringent rules for things like this, and it's just such a bummer. So it's I'm kind of down, but you know, it's like I said, it's I think part of everyone's journey, and I need to realize that I should not do something stupid and try to do it anyway this weekend, which I'm really tempted to do, but I'm not going to.
Yeah. Well, here's my plan for tonight. Put your foot up, get a nice soft pillow, put your foot up, because
it's on my cat right now. My foot's laying on my cat, so that's good elevation.
Kinda. Okay. We have three members of PETA that are listening to this show, just so you know. And right now, they've made
no. He loves it.
I'm going to take you on a virtual trip, okay? We got a trip report of sorts. And I want you to just sit back and relax, because for the next 15 minutes, I'm going to take you to Disneyland in California, okay? So let me set the scene for you. So you know our buddy Jesse Fouts is, he had a trip to Disneyland, but it was by himself. It was a work-related trip. So he flew in a little bit early just to go to Disneyland. It was his first experience ever in the park. So, of course, on his travel agent page, you know, he posts a picture. In our Facebook group, he posts a picture. And it's this giant grin from ear to ear, and it's so cute. But when I saw it, I was like, I've got to call this guy. So here I am bothering this poor guy on his first time trip to Disneyland, but we had such a fun conversation. So I want to play for you right now the 15 minutes of conversation, and it was legitimately 15 minutes. I didn't steal any more time from the poor man. And so put your foot up. I want you to hear the show, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Hello. Welcome to a bonus episode of the WDW Review. And it's a bonus because, listen carefully, listen to the background. Where do you think we are today? Yes, do you hear that? We are talking with our buddy Jesse Fouts, and Jesse's actually live in Disneyland right now. So, of course, when I saw it, I jumped all over it, and I'm pestering this poor guy to talk to me while he's in Disneyland. Jesse, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm at the happiest place on earth. I couldn't be any better.
This is awesome. Where are you talking to me? What do you see right now? Describe your surroundings.
I'm watching the Mark Twain on the rivers of America right now. It's an exciting, exciting thing to watch. I was just now waving at Princess Tiana, and I'm looking toward Haunted Mansion right now, just enjoying New Orleans Square. I just love it.
Oh, I you know what? I just heard the whistle, and I'm not lying to you. If you look down on my arm, I've got goosebumps that I just heard the whistle right now, that it's so cool. So, are you there with your family or by yourself, buddy?
So, I'm actually by myself this time. It just so happens that my full-time job, I have a conference in San Diego, and I decided to fly out a day and a half early so that I could come and just spend an entire day from sunup to sundown at Disneyland.
Oh, so. Man. Your first time? Is this your first visit to Disneyland?
This is my absolute very first visit to Disneyland. I can't tell you how long I've been wanting to come visit Walt's Park.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I love Walt Disney World, and don't get me wrong, I think Walt Disney World is amazing, but there's just something more, just so magical about this park, and just knowing that I'm walking where Walt walked, you know, and seeing some of the things that he had a hand in putting into Disneyland, but also seeing that they're plussing this, you know, and with all the different things they're adding. And let me tell you this, I just saw from Big Thunder Mountain a glimpse into Galaxy's Edge, and it looks incredible.
I can't believe how jealous I actually am right now talking to you. This is so cool. So anyways, Jesse, so you're a Walt Disney World expert. You've been there many, many times. Your first trip to Disneyland, your family's at home, but really you are allowed to do anything you want in the park today. So I want to go take you through a few different steps today, and then I'm going to let you go because I want you to get back on the attractions. When you walked in, sure. What was the feeling when you walked under the train? Describe like all the emotions and like everything that was going through your brain.
Well, I tell you, it was a moment of awe, you know, just to realize, hey, this is where it all started. This was where the love for, you know, this is where Disney parks originated. And, you know, just looking up at the Disneyland Railroad, it was a moment just to sit back and take it all in. Mm-hmm. And even the Main Street is different, you know, and when you walk in under that bridge and you're just right there and you look to your left and up and to the left, there's the apartment, you know, there's where Walt looked and, you know, just looked out over the park. That to me, it's incredible. And I don't know how to explain it other than just, I was just in shock and awe. So.
If you're a Disney fan, even if you're a casual fan, you have to understand like Walt's place in American history. And, you know, it's bigger. It's not just like theme park history and Disney history. It's like American history. And when you see every black and white photograph from the 50s and 60s, and you see where Walt's at, he's standing where you stood. So when he's sitting on the bench and he's looking at the guy picking up trash, and then he's talking to the guy or he's picking up trash himself, that bench is there. Like, you walk past that bench. So the feeling of, like connection is really strong. Have you gone in to see great moments with Mr. Lincoln yet, Jess?
So I'll be honest with you. I was actually saving that for a little later in the day.
Okay.
You know, that is like one of the items I had on my bucket list for if I don't do anything here, that's one of the three things that I put on my list to do. And I'm going to tell you what the other two were.
Yeah.
The other two. One, I wanted to ride Pirates of the Caribbean. Now, this is my absolute favorite ride in Walt Disney World. However, I have always heard that the Pirates of the Caribbean in Disneyland was better, and not necessarily because, you know, it's here or that it was original, but because it's so more in depth and in detail. And I took the ride, and I'm going to tell you this. I love it. I love it because it's not this huge thrill ride. That's not what draws you in the Pirates. It's the theming. It's the little things. It's what the Imagineers put into that ride, and that's one. Two, Haunted Mansion, which I haven't experienced yet. So I've got two things coming up to check off that bucket list, and I know when I go in to see great moments with Mr. Lincoln, that is going to just throw me. And it's kind of like that feeling, I don't know, you know, if you've been to One Man's Dream, which is now the Walt, you know, inside of Walt Disney Presents at Hollywood Studios, you probably know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. It's when you see that for the first time and you're just connected in with Walt. And suddenly it's not just about the rides. It's not the rides. You know, in any theme park can have rides, but it's about the touches, the special extra touches that are put into these rides that just make you just fall in love with them. And that's what Walt was. I mean, that was his embodiment. He didn't want to just do what everybody else was doing. He wanted to do something that was better, something that would that could just surpass.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I walk around here, it's just incredible to take it all in and think, man, I could spend a week here,
we
not
could.
Just a day.
Right?
I mean, I just feel like I don't have enough time, and you know.
And I'm taking your time up right now. I'm so sorry.
No, hey, listen to this. So I'm going to let you in on another thing I'm going to do. So I have yet to have a corn dog here. Because I can't, so I came in yesterday and I went and explored downtown Disney. I actually went to Trader Sam's over at the Disneyland hotel. And today I said the first thing I eat inside the Disneyland is a corn dog. That's going to be my first thing. And I was waiting for the Golden Horseshoe to open at 11, and it's actually 11 o'clock here local. So I'm going to ride Haunted Mansion. I'm going to get me a can dipped corn dog. And then I'm going to find a churro and I'm going to eat that.
All right,
but.
I've got two more things for you before your head explodes, because your head's going to explode in about a second here. Let me tell you a couple more things here. When you go see Mr. Lincoln later on, budget more time than you think you need, because the actual exhibit's really nice, but the artifacts around there, the Disney like history and the pieces they've saved, you could spend an hour just looking at that before you even listen to like the pre-show presentation and actually seeing the show. So give more time than you think for that. It's really special. Tell me what you've ridden so far. What have you been on?
Well, actually, so I actually started my day off in California Adventure, and I'll tell you why. I didn't think that would be the first place I'd go to. It just so happens, again, I stayed at the Disneyland Hotel last night, you know, and you know, I wanted to kind of scope that out. So I stayed there, and one of the perks is the extra magic hour, just like they have at Walt Disney World, but they do it either at Disney's California Adventure or Disneyland. So I did it. They had it at Disney's California Adventure this morning, so I went in and kind of just blitzed that park. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a rundown of everything I've rode so far. So I hit Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout first, then I went over to Pixar Pier, I took out Incredicoaster. I did that twice because there was absolutely no wait. I sat at the very back. Then I went over, did Midway Mania, then went to Cars Land, did Radiator Springs Racers, then I did the Luigi's.
I
can't think of it off the head.
Yeah, the Luigi one. Yeah, where they yep, kind of dance. Okay.
The spin, and then I got over, got into Disneyland, took a bunch of pictures, went to Jungle Cruise, did Jungle Cruise, did Pirates of the Caribbean, did Indiana Jones, then went to Big Thunder Mountain. Did Big Thunder Mountain, and now I'm on my way over to the Haunted Mansion. And I will say one other thing. So I love the Max Pass system here. You know, being by myself, I went ahead and got it. I don't necessarily know that I'd get it with the family first time. It might be worth it, but I figured I could utilize that with single rider lines to just knock out a lot of things. And thankfully, you know, whenever there's attraction down, they give you an extra Fast Pass experience. So I've accumulated three extra Fast Passes on top of my regular Fast Pass. So I hope to accomplish a lot today. So,
well, Jesse, tell me, Cars Land, does it meet your what you thought it was going to be? Because I tell everybody, if Galaxy's Edge is even close to theming like Cars Land, it'll be a hit, because Cars Land is just like jaw dropping.
And I will second that. It is probably the most incredibly themed land in all of the Walt Disney parks.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard it that it was to that level. But when you see it, when you walk down Route 66 and you're coming into Radiator Springs, you are not – you're no longer in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You're in Cars Land. And I'm telling you – I mean, and don't get me wrong. I love Toy Story Land at Hollywood Studios. It is great. But Cars Land, it just takes it – it's just – that is Imagineering at its finest. And if Galaxy's Edge – I mean, just – it's going to blow us away, I think. I think Galaxy's Edge is going to be – the most immersive experience that you could have at a Disney park. Dare I say, you know, the other theme parks that have Harry, you know, Universal with Harry Potter, I think Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, nicknamed Star Wars Land, is going to be that much better.
I hear the just sound of jazz in New Orleans Square. I'm so jealous. Okay, before before we go, I want to ask you these questions. I'm going to give you an attraction, and you tell me from 1 being meh to 10 being oh my gosh. Give me a ranking of each of the attractions you've been on, okay? And we're just going to do this because I think I know what I would say, and I think you and me would actually see a lot of the rides very similar, but I'm just curious. You ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right. So let's start off with your visit to California Adventure, which, by the way, that, in my mind, is a fantastic park. Like, way underrated. Yes. Way underrated.
But It is.
Let's do the Guardians ride. Let's do the Guardians Mission Breakout.
So, now give me the ratings again.
Zero is pass. 10 is I'm going to do it, like, 10 times in a row.
Zero is pass. So I would give that a 6.
Oh.
I give it a 6 or a 7. It is really good. It's awesome. It's awesome. But and you'll see why, because I don't want to give it the highest ranking yet, because I'm going to save that for one of the other rides.
Okay. Very good. Perfect. Very good. Let's go to the Incredicoaster.
I think the Incredible Coaster is a 9.
Ooh.
A 9.
Midway Mania,
an 8.
Okay. How about Radiator Springs Racers?
That is a 10.
It's a 10 for me. Plus. It's a 10 for me too. If you think it's just test track regurgitated, it is not. Like, completely do it. It's something special. Okay.
It is fantastic.
How about Luigi?
Luigi, I would say that's a 5.
Okay.
You know, 5 or 6. It's not, I mean, it's good. It's a wonderful theme, and I think younger guests are going to enjoy that ride.
Okay. How about Jungle Cruise?
Jungle Cruise here. I'd say a 7, a solid 7.
Better or worse than Walt Disney World's version?
Better.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'm going to put that one right up there. I'm going to say 9 on that. And the only reason I probably wouldn't give it a 10 is because I haven't experienced Haunted Mansion yet.
Okay.
So it teeters 9 or 10 for me.
Big Thunder Mountain with the explosions, which make it seem different. What do you give that one?
I would say an 8, and I think it's better than Walt Disney World.
It is better. Way better. I don't know why. Is it theming, or it's just faster or more fun? It is better. Look at us, like two big kids here. All right. Last one, Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones? Oh, man. It's so good.
It is so good, right? 12.
It's 12. Gotta, yes. It has to be at least a 10 or on this scale, if not 12.
All right.
So,
Well, listen, you've given us enough of your time. Oh, wait. Have you been in the Matterhorn yet or the Nemo submarines yet?
So that was one of the ones that are – and I haven't been in the submarines yet. I'm heading that way. Matterhorn should be back up, and I'm hoping it is, because I really want to do it. And I'm sad they're refurbishing Space Mountain, so I will not get to do their version of Space Mountain here this trip. So
do Casey Jr. and do the Storybook Land canal boats too as well. Make sure you go to see those as well. And Small World, just do Small World too as well, please.
Oh, that's awesome.
So – listen, I'm going to take up no more of your time. I said 15 minutes, and I'm going to honor that. I'm completely jealous. I'm watching your pictures today. You've got a grin on your face that looks like you're on Christmas morning, so I'm completely jealous, buddy.
Yes. Well, hey, thanks for giving me a call. I cannot tell you. Shout out to Edcot. You know, I had posted on there that I was going for the first time, and, you know, they just gave me some really awesome suggestions. And you know, so if anybody who's listening to this has not joined Edcot, you need to go Facebook, request to join, and become a part of the community.
You're awesome, buddy. Hey, have a great trip. Safe travels. I know tomorrow and the next day. Tomorrow are you going back to work tomorrow?
So tomorrow, I am actually tonight after the park closes, I'm going to drive from here to San Diego.
Okay.
So I'm going to check in really late and sleep in. But I don't. My conference doesn't start till 1 o'clock tomorrow here, so I've got some time.
It's so worth it. The late night is so worth it. So
yes,
great choice, buddy. Hey, thanks for giving us a little bit of your time. Get back to Waltz Park. I'm completely jealous, buddy.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye, buddy. Okay, so as a person who's never been to Disneyland, what did you think? How exciting was that?
It makes me want to be there so badly. I cannot wait until our trip. It was so cool to hear all the different sounds and things. It just made me feel like I was there, and I just can't wait to be able to experience all of that. It's so cool.
I had goosebumps when I was talking to Jesse, hearing the whistle. I had goosebumps. It was so cool. Well, I tell you what. So we spent 15 minutes in Disneyland, and we only got the first part of the day. Jesse was good enough to give us till like 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock. But he spent the rest of the day there. So instead of releasing it as a special episode, Stacy, Jesse Faust is on the air, and
yes.
I want to hear more about that day. So Jesse, how are you, buddy?
What?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
What a surprise!
Yes, I'm glad to be here. Glad to be here. You know, the only place I'd probably rather be is Disneyland right now. So
wait a minute. Hang on. Are you saying we're like above Walt Disney World? Is that what you're saying? Because like,
of course,
Disney Cruise Line
with us, with us, Stacey. Yes,
yes.
All right. So we just went through the first 15 minutes, which is essentially just you were cool enough to give me just a little bit of time, but I wanted to know the rest of your day. So, Stacy already heard it was your first trip. You went on some of the major headliners at California Adventure, and you had gone on some of the headliners at Disneyland. But take us through the rest of your day, if you would, please. Like, where did you eat? What restaurants did you go to?
Sure. Well, you know, after we hung up, I was headed toward the Haunted Mansion to experience that for the first time. Mm-hmm. Of course, and if anybody who hasn't been to Disneyland but has been to Walt Disney World, you will see that there's a notable difference in the outside look and feel of the Haunted Mansion. And more notably, there's a difference even in the queue. And Stacy, I won't spoil that for you. Because I don't want to just go into details, but maybe you already have seen it. But it's just it's different, and it's an amazing difference. I enjoyed it. I actually rode it back to back twice, just so I could see some of the things in there. For instance, you know, I'm pretty sure you've heard of the Hatbox Ghost in the attic. Mm-hmm. You know, just it's amazing because, you know, an attraction that I absolutely love at Walt Disney World, I love even more, you know, in Disneyland. And anyways, from there, I kind of, you know, I walked around up to Critter Country. It wasn't really warm that day, but I decided to do Splash Mountain because I wanted to compare, you know, mm-hmm. do the comparison. And you know, again, people, you know, you might have seen, you know, that even the log flumes are different at Disneyland than they are Walt Disney World, where you can ride two side by side, and the ones at Walt Disney World, you're single file, kind of like the you know, Space Mountain in Walt Disney World, mm-hmm. Which is actually opposite from, you know, right. with the side by side, but it's the same concept, you know. So you're setting a log, you know, behind two other people. So did that and just, you know, explored a little bit. Took in some of the sights around there. Critter Country, beautiful, you know. Just I walked up to the Hungry Bear barbecue area. That's the one thing that I think I wish I would have had more time to do is eat, and I love to eat. But there's just so many good things there that you could take in and eat the smells and just the food. So I looked, you know, I spent some time looking at the quick service locations there because I noticed they were different, you know, and just the offerings that they had that were different than say what you would get at in Walt Disney World at say Magic Kingdom, such as like Casey's Corner, and they did have restaurants that offer those things, those staples like chicken nuggets, chicken tenders. But even there, even the chicken tenders in Disneyland, and I think one thing you'll notice is the food. It's just, I think there's a different quality to the food there than what's maybe offered at the quick service windows and even the table service restaurants in Walt Disney World. because you know it is fantastic. So I kind of had like a bucket list of things that I wanted to try to eat. You know, and one of those things I think what I shared earlier, you know, the hand dipped corn dogs.
Yes,
because you know, gosh almighty, isn't that a treat? You know how you know I we used to love corn dogs as a kid, but you know they weren't hand dipped. You know, to have a hand dipped corn dog is just an amazing treat. So there's two places inside of Disneyland, notably, that you could get them, and one is at a cart that is just right off Main Street, and the other is at the Golden Horseshoe around at the quick service counter. So you can go over there and order, and it comes. You can get a corn dog, hand up corn dog, and a side of fries or chips, and so that was actually my first actually meal, because and one of the things I was doing is I kept trying to move. I was moving around, you know, so I didn't want to spend a lot of time sitting and eating, even though I think I would have definitely loved to have a reservation at the Blue Bayou. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you this, I almost changed, because they would have taken me as a walk-up, which is incredible. You know, I talked to the cast member there. And again, you know, not to spoil anything, but if you know the Blue Bayou, you can dine. And as you're dining, you're actually in the open area where the beginning of the Pirates of the Caribbean starts. So you're riding through in the bayou, and then you descend. Oh, man, it is incredible.
That's on my list.
I think, you know, everything, and you know, just like any good Disney aficionado or Disney park aficionado does, you know, they do their research via YouTube, Google, and friends, and Facebook. Everybody kept saying, you know, do the Blue Bayou, check out the New Orleans Cafe. And again, I mean, that's another place that was just fantastic, was New Orleans Cafe. I did get a beignet from there, a couple beignets, actually, and they were fantastic. Cannot highly recommend stopping and doing that. And you know, New Orleans Square, which, you know, we don't have in Walt Disney World, it's actually located in a different spot than, say, like what Liberty Square would be in Walt Disney World. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's New Orleans Square is actually where you can board the Walt Disney World Railroad. I'm sorry, the Disneyland Railroad, not the Walt Disney World.
See, that's amazing.
Getting mixed up. So, and just to throw this out here, in the evening time, they had a live jazz band playing at the New Orleans Cafe. And it was just there's this ambience about that was just was wonderful. And
did you get did you get a mint julep when you were there?
So I did, and they were everything that they were made out to be. That everybody says, you know, again, these are, you know, again, that's one of those bucket list items, because you know the things that, you know, like, they're, again, you want to try everything, but there are those, for instance. Yeah, you know, on my list was a churro. I had to have a churro, and I'm not usually a big churro guy, and I've had the churros at the various locations inside of Walt Disney World, but this churro that I had in Disneyland, just out of this world. Like, I wanted to go back and get another one immediately, but I knew, one, that would not be good for the waistline, and two, the budget.
Yeah, exactly. And you had other things that you probably wanted to try,
exactly.
too.
Exactly. Exactly. So I had spent, I kind of was crisscrossing, and I think a thing that you're going to love about Disneyland is, and for anybody listening that's been to Walt Disney World but not Disneyland, is that things are not as far spread out as, say, Walt Disney World, because Walt Disney World is huge. There's a lot of land. There's a lot of room in between attractions, whereas Disneyland, it's more intimate in the sense that you're not far away from the next thing, and it doesn't take long to move through back and forth through the park. And so even though I was in Critter Country at one point, you know, I'm walking over to Fantasyland, going to hit the rides of Fantasyland. You know, Disneyland has more classic dark rides than, say, Magic Kingdom does at Walt Disney World. You know, for instance, they do have, you know, they have Alice in Wonderland. They have the Pinocchio dark ride. They also have the Snow White Scary Adventure ride. And those are also in addition to, say, the Peter Pan's Flight. So, so again, like, you know, in our Fantasyland at Walt Disney World, and I say our because that's, I guess, that's what we own, right? That's part of us. You know, we have, you know, and we have our, you know, Peter Pan, we have our Winnie the Pooh, and you know, those types of dark rides there. But that and in Disneyland, they also had the Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, which was incredible. You know, everything that I wanted it to be. Because, you know, I did not get to ride the one in Walt Disney World. It was great.
Jesse, but, yeah. I reviewed that ride for Dan Cisneros' new book, the Theme Park Boxing Volume 2. So they had me do a compare and contrast of Mr. Toad versus the Mike and Sully ride in California Adventure. And I had not ever been on Mr. Toad in Walt Disney World. So if you don't understand or you haven't watched the story, that ride is like the trippiest ride of all time. And like, good luck if you want to figure out the story, because there is no story.
Right.
If you are completely lost, and after you get off the ride, you're like, what was that? Like, I don't
know
what
just happened.
What just happened to me? That was bizarre. Yeah. So
yeah, it is. It really is. It's just like, you know, it progresses, you know, too fast. But I will say that's the most comfortable seated ride of all the
dark could
rides.
Be. Yeah, that could be. You're right.
I mean, the seat itself, and the fact that you're actually, it's like you're driving your own little vehicle. So,
all right. So remind us of the rides that you really hit after the first call. Remind us of like the biggest ones. Like, I know we were talking about, you were going to get on
Matterhorn.
The Matterhorn. Of course, I'm looking at the map, but I couldn't pull up where it was at. The Matterhorn. You were going to go on Small World. You hadn't been on Nemo, Nemo subs yet, and Space Mountain was closed. So, like, tell us like what was like the draw of the afternoon then.
Okay, so the draw, so I really, you know, it's funny because Matterhorn kept going down. So what I would do, and I actually paid to get the Max Pass for when I was there. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know what the Max Pass is, it's actually a new system that Disneyland rolled out, you know, I guess beginning of last year, or maybe even I can't remember if it was 2018 or 2017, but it's very new-ish. You know, it's on top of like a paper ticketed fast pass system, which Walt Disney World used to have. So in Disneyland, you don't make fast pass plus selections. In fact, you go to the ride fast pass selection. Each ride that offers FastPass has a booth. You take a paper ticket and you come back. Well, MaxPass, for $15 more, you could pay to make FastPass selections using your mobile app. And instead of having to walk back to the end of the park to get a FastPass, you could do it right from your phone, which is very convenient. But let's say you FastPassed a ride using MaxPass that goes down. What they would do is give you any use fast pass selection, plus you get to make another fast pass in lieu of that ride being down. So Matterhorn kept going down, and I would snag the next fast pass for Matterhorn when it come up, and then it would go down. So I ended up having like five extra fast passes to use.
Nice.
So that was good. So when I kept going back over to see if Matterhorn was up. It didn't. And that was a fun ride. It definitely is a fun coaster. Still not my favorite of the coasters there. I would say the Incredicoaster, which, you know, when we were talking inside of Disneyland, I told you that was a fantastic ride. And I know some people were like, you know, it used to be, you know, they'll always remember it as California Screamin', but to me, it's Incredicoaster, because it was my first time. Mm-hmm. The Nemo Voyage, which used to be the, you know, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, was really neat. Definitely recommend that, just because it's, you know, it's an experience that you can't do most places. It's you know. it's definitely, and I think, you know, with the theming for Nemo, it's nice for the kids now too, you know, even for me, you know, I'm standing there in line with, you know, families around and people are looking at me and I'm like, oh, I love Disney. No, I'm by myself. I love Disney. You know, and I will say, you know, it was neat going solo. You know, I did wish, again, I think I told you this in our call when we were at Disneyland, the only thing that could have made that better was having my family there with me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, for anybody who's looking to go to Disneyland solo, man, you can accomplish a lot. Single rider lines, those are incredible to utilize. I think when I talked to you, I had done the Indiana Jones Forbidden Eye ride, and I ended up doing that several more times. And I'll tell you this, the more I did it, the more and more I just loved it.
Jesse,
I thought it was fantastic.
It might be the best ride that Disney has right now in the States. You know, that might be the best ride, truthfully. And even though it's like the dinosaur ride, it's not. Stacey, I can't prepare you. I can't prepare you enough for the queue and the ride. And after you get off, it's like I can't think of anybody who has said differently. Jeff Barnes, who was, you know, the guy, Wisdom of Walt, Dr. Disneyland, that's his favorite attraction too, is Indiana Jones. So when he told me, I was like, yeah, it's gonna be cool. I got off it and I was like the emoji of like the head exploding. Like that was like my mood. It was like, what if? Oh my gosh. And it is. It's the best ride.
Did Beatrice go on that ride when you were there?
No, she was too...
Was she too little?
Yeah, she was too little, so we took turns with the kids. Yeah,
Britta would be too little, too. Do they have rider swap there, do you know, for families?
Yes, they do. They do rider swap, and it also works with MaxPass, so...
Excellent. Yeah, we have our MaxPass already purchased, so we're going to be good.
And I would even say this to somebody who's going in a big group, and you start thinking MaxPass could start to add up when you're thinking about $15 per ticket to do it. And it might not make sense for a whole family, depending on how the riders, because you could utilize the rider swap, which is pretty neat, by the way. But I would say that even if you're in a big family and you don't plan on utilizing the FastPass piece of MaxPass, one of the very big advantages of doing the MaxPass is the fact that it includes PhotoPass inside of Disneyland and California Adventure. So do that just for the photos. $15?
Right. That's a good tip.
It's $169 advance purchase at Walt Disney World, but you get it for $15. Now, again, there's not as many PhotoPass opportunities as what you're going to get in Walt Disney World, but enough. Like there's the ride photos and there's photographers just stationed throughout the park. So $15 is a steal. So easy.
That's a good tip.
Stacey, I'm super excited for you. And if you can, if you listen to the first part of Jesse's show, like the park just, it feels and it breathes different than the Magic Kingdom. It just, there's something different about it. I haven't put a finger on it yet, but there's just a different feeling when you walk through there. I don't know if it's the ambiance or like seeing the petrified tree that Walt gave Lillian and then she donated back to the park. Like you can actually look and see and it's like, holy cow, I saw that in a book from when I was a kid. That's the same petrified tree. Yeah. It's like you get goose pimples that go up and down your arm when you see stuff like that.
I mean, and that's so cool.
I cannot wait.
It's the other thing, the other part of that too, you know, where you just, you think, and for those that are just, that just love Walt Disney and Walt Disney history, it really is the park for you because, I mean, it's just, it's where it really is just, there's this connection about it. And yes, they are adding and they are plussing and they are, you know, and Star Wars Land is coming, but I don't think that that's going to take away from what's there. It's not, you know, because this is still, that is still Walt's park. And, you know, and I love, you know, I love the fact that you can, they still pay homage to him. Now, I will tell you something sad here. I wanted to go watch the film, The Great Moments, right? But it was closed because they were airing they were doing the preview for Dumbo. And I was like, come on, you know, but...
Yes.
That's okay, because that's just incentive to go back.
Did you see it all, any of the stuff in the theater?
Yes, wow. Let me just say wow. You know, what you can, and that's just it. Like, Main Street is even different, you know, than what you're going to see at Walt Disney World. Like, and that's just alluding to that. You know, walking up and down Main Street and just seeing, like, you know, even inside the cinema that actually plays cartoons,
mm-hmm.
you know, whereas our cinema, you know, you might have that small section in the back where they're showing it, but that blew me away. I'm thinking, this is just incredible. So, yeah. And I was smiling from the time I got there to the time I left that night, because it was just incredible. So I hit Fantasyland after we talked. I did every ride in Fantasyland except for Peter Pan, just because the wait time, and Small World, totally awesome. Not totally different, but different. Different experience. So, you know, go on Small World. You will love it. I think that, you know, just even the queue to get in is just fantastic when you see it. And also outside of the ride, you know, you have the placard there. It just take it in. Look at, you know, those extra things that you can see, because they talk about how it was debuted at the World's Fair, and that's just neat. It's those things, that those little touches on the rides. So I hit Fantasyland, went on across, did Matterhorn, loved it. You know, then I decided to, because I wanted to kind of get the full experience. You know, I had already walked from California Adventure into Disneyland at that point. So what I decided to do was catch the monorail, which, again, this is different than, say, Walt Disney World, because for those of you who know Walt Disney World, you know the monorail operates outside of the parks, except for the fact that the monorail does go into Epcot and around through Epcot back through to the gate. You don't actually stop inside of Epcot. But within Disneyland, the monorail actually stops inside of Disneyland. So it's in the Tomorrowland section of Disneyland, and you can board the monorail there, and it takes you back into the downtown Disney area of Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So what I did is I decided to take the monorail, and they had this neat wrapped in, and it's definitely a smaller looking monorail, but still amazing, because then I think back to, like, this is the monorail, this is the station that was there, you know. With Bob Gurr, you know, when they put it in, and just those things, just those touches, you know, with the Mickey wrap, they had Mickey Through the Years was kind of the theme out there. On a lot of it, they had shirts, and, you know, of course, the monorail showed different Mickeys throughout the year. So I took the monorail, I took it back over into downtown Disney, and then I decided to walk through. Because for those of you that don't know, Disneyland doesn't have as many hotels as on site as Walt Disney World, and that's one thing that plays to an advantage. There are a lot of hotels around Disneyland, but Disney only has three hotels, and one of those hotels is Disney's Grand California. I actually, and Stacey, you are staying there, correct? Is that where you're going to be staying?
Yep, we're staying there for the Disneyland portion.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You are going to love it. Oh my gosh. Like, I wanted to walk around and actually check it out and see the lobby and check out the restaurants, and it's gorgeous. I don't even know what other word to use. I mean, you just walk in, and for me, I think the closest thing I can compare it to is it's kind of like the Wilderness Lodge and the Grand Floridian had a baby, you know, in a sense, because there's the elegance of the Grand Floridian, and Chris, please correct me if you think I'm wrong, the elegance there, but there's also the rustic feeling of the lodge that's from the Wilderness Lodge. I loved it. I don't even know how to explain, you know, other than just, but back to my point, the reason I did this, I'm progressing. I walked through Disney's Grand Californian because they have an entrance that goes directly into Disney's California Adventure. So you can walk back through and go into California Adventure. And so I decided to walk back over and tour again because I wanted to check out. Again, I told you I had those extra fast passes. I decided to hit Radiator Springs Racers again. walk around. And I was there during the California Food and Wine Festival. So I decided to just walk around and see how the park differs, you know, during the day and how it looks. I, you know, took in a couple more rides. I did the Monsters, Inc. ride that's inside of the Hollywood Studios area of California Adventure. Then I, you know, Goofy Sky School back in the back. Mm-hmm. Down toward and Pixar Pier is fantastic. The theming is great. I know, you know, a lot of that stuff is kind of newish, you know, as far as, you know, it hasn't been Pixar Pier for that long, but I think it's wonderful. You know, just the, you know, they had a sign, you know, one of the signs there, and on the back where it says Pixar Pier, on the opposite side it says Adventure is out there. And I love that because, I mean, you know, of course, it's a double meaning, right? You know, California Adventure, but, you know, and then, of course, Adventure is out there because of Up. But anyway, so I did that, walked around, ate, and I'm going to tell you what I ate because this was fantastic. So back in the Cars Land section of California Adventure, they have the Cozy Cone Motel, mm-hmm. and the different cones serve different food offerings in the back, and they had one of the Cozy Cone serving sections. They had these taco cones, uh-huh. or they're like bread filled cones, and they're stuffed with meats and cheeses and all this stuff. I'm telling you, oh my gosh! They had a chili con queso one. They had a special one that I ended up getting, which was the Fiesta cone. In honor of Mickey's 90th, and it was phenomenal. It was big, it was very filling, so if you do decide to get one of those, you're not going to be hungry anytime soon, because, you know, again, I'm a pretty big guy, and I had, you know, I walked around and tried to burn off some of that, but you know, it was good. It was a lot of food. So I ate that.
That's good to know, because that was one of the things that I had on my list that I wanted to stop at. But I've been reading some mixed reviews on it, and I think it was just like logistically how to visit the cones if you have, you know, if your family is larger. Because is it kind of like the bay system where you have to go to each individual cone for the different types of options?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They also had on Pixar Pier, you know, themed after the Yeti from the Monsters, Inc. This was the pretty, they had frozen treats, you know, there, and they had a really, really awesome, like a lemonade slush treat. I can't even tell you what it was, but it was great, and it was good because I, you know, I was thirsty and I'd been walking quite a bit. And then, you know, of course, I decided, you know, to head back to Disneyland and just basically redo some of the attractions I already did, because I wanted to, one, I definitely loved Pirates of the Caribbean there. I still think that to me was just, it was, you know, again, it's a different experience. You're going to go on it, and I would almost bet you're going to love this Pirates of the Caribbean better than if you're a fan of the one in Walt Disney World. I bet you're going to love this one better. And I do love the one in Walt Disney World. It's just different. Mm-hmm. You know, so I tried to finish out and cross off any of the other attractions that I did not do. I actually went and did Star Tours, of course. The same thing for those of you that go to Walt Disney World. Star Tours is in Hollywood Studios, in fact, but in Disneyland, it's in Tomorrowland. So you actually can do the Star Tours ride in Tomorrowland. I did the Space Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters, mm-hmm. not the Space Ranger Spin, they call it that. It's a little different. The gun's a little different. And I had a pretty high score, so I was pretty happy with myself because, you know, I was using both guns on there because I was by myself. And
yeah,
so I was steering with my elbows. It was pretty fun to watch. I, you know, just And I will tell you this, like, you know, I think there's something magical about a Disney park at night. And I think it can be said for just about any of the Disney parks. And I, of course, can't speak to the ones abroad, but I'm almost sure it's just about as true. But just Disneyland at dark, man, there's just something about it. I can't even explain it. You know, just getting ready for Fantasmic, which I'm going to tell you right now, you have to watch Fantasmic. So it's funny, you know, I think I told you earlier, going solo, you sometimes has its advantages. You know, I made sure to talk to the cast members. I wore my button proudly that it was my first visit. So wear your buttons out, please, everybody listening, wear buttons in a Disney park, because they can sometimes afford you an opportunity that you might not otherwise have.
Great tip.
So she saw it was my first time, and I got to talking to her, and she says, "Well, are you going to come see Fantasmic?" And so I said, "Well, yes." And she said, "Well, do you have a fast pass?" And I said, "No, I'm going to stand in the back." She said, "Let me take care of you." She said, "I'm going to get you VIP seating."
Boom.
So normally, yeah,
nice,
amazing, right? Like. So I'm already grinning ear to ear, you know, like I'm just like the happiest guy ever, because they do offer dining packages for special seating during Fantasmic there. Some of the restaurants that you can eat and see Fantasmic at. But I got VIP seating just because I wore my button and we got to talking. So let that be a tip to you guys going to Disneyland, because you know, wear it proudly, even if it is your first visit, because you know, I think that's one of the things that Disney does different than any other company out there. It's just they train their staff, and the cast members just are excellent at recognizing those things. Mm-hmm. And I did not have a bad cast member experience. In fact, so I went to their version of Aloha Isle. It's not Aloha Isle there, but if, for those of you who know, that's where you get Dole Whip in the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World. Well, I wanted to try Dole Whip in Disneyland because, get this, this is amazing. They have different flavors of Dole Whip, not just pineapple. So they had orange and raspberry. All right? So
nice. And
not only do they do different flavors of Dole Whip, they do Dole Whip mix-in creations. I can't even explain it. Like, it was like so I got up to the counter, and I'm an indecisive person, so this was kind of actually bad for me, because I was like, I want to try everything. And the cast member behind, she said, "This is your first time, right?" So she actually made me a button, no joke. She made me a special button that said this, you know, "I'm celebrating my first Dole Whip mix whip bowl." So,
wow.
And she wrote it in Sharpie and everything else. And she made the bowl special. She gave me all the different flavors of Dole Whip in a bowl. And they, you know, it had some, I think, dried passion fruit or something on top of it. But it was incredible. And, you know, just, I, at this point, I'm like, I got to move there. I just have to do it, right?
So, as the cast member was like, sir, stop crying. Just move to the side, please. Just right. Move to the side.
right. Like, you know, why are you so happy? I'm very happy. But, yeah, it's incredible how many pictures I took in that short span. I went through all of my battery packs for my phone. Just because I was videoing and just snapping photos, just because, yeah. You know, you just take it in. But there's just it was fantastic. I think Stacey, you're going to have a wonderful trip out when you go, and I think you know, even with the crowds with Star Wars Land, I still think it's going to be one of the most amazing places. And right now, to me, I love Walt Disney World. I think Walt Disney World to me holds that first special thing to me. But it's just like there's right. something about Disneyland that just, you know, it's like, this is where I'm meant to go. Mm-hmm. And I'm so far away from it. But I think that makes it more special too.
Cool.
Because, you know, I when I got home, I already started saying, we're going to Disneyland next year.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, do you have any plans for taking the family?
Yeah, it's going to happen. We're going to go out next day because one, I want to stay at the Grand Californian, and I stayed at the Disneyland Hotel for the one night when I flew in the night prior. I think the Grand Californian is just the fact that you can walk into California Adventure from there,
right?
And or you could walk literally steps away to Downtown Disney. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's a perk. I think that was another thing that I don't think I discussed this, but Downtown Disney, and believe me, what they've done with Disney Springs, what used to be Downtown Disney for Walt Disney World, which is now Disney Springs, what they've done there is incredible. But I will say the thing about Downtown Disney that I love so much is it feels as though it's part of the parks. It's more of like a transition area, because you have to walk through Disney, Downtown Disney, to get to either California Adventure or Disneyland. So some of the places, the shops, the food there, it's not as vast or big as Disney Springs, but it still has its charm. So I started my morning at 6. So I got up, and I was on East Coast time, so that was my advantage. I got up, got ready, and because when you stay, just like at Walt Disney World, when you stay at a Disney resort, you get access to extra magic hours. One of the great things with Disneyland, and let this be a tip when you're considering whether or not to stay on property, off property, for those of you listening, Disney, because they only have 3 Disney owned hotels, you still get access to extra magic hour at one of the parks. There's either going to be an extra hour in the morning at Disneyland or California Adventure. And there's only about 3,000 rooms, right, between the three. So that first hour in California Adventure, because that's where the extra magic hour was when I was there that day, it's incredible how much you can do. I got on and off of Incredicoaster, 3 times. So
that's great. I mean,
you're looking at, that's, especially for me, trying to experience stuff, and of course I think I did Credit Coaster, 3 times. I did the Guardians of the Galaxy, which, right there, Mission Breakout, and then I, did Midway Mania down, and also impaired. Just having that extra time is nice, and I think you guys are going to love that.
That's so exciting. I'm so excited.
Stacy, can I ask one question that I'll turn it completely over to you?
Yeah.
Jesse, what did you think of Trader Sam's?
Oh, wow. Oh, magical? Is that the word? Like, just, it's, I've been in Trader Sam's Grog Grotto at Polynesian in Walt Disney World, and it was fantastic. But this experience was, just to me, it was twice the experience. It was 2 times better, I would say.
It's completely different than the Grog Grotto in the Polynesian, which is kind of shoehorned into the back of the resort. This, when you walk up to it, I'm not a bar person, I'm not a drinker, but it was like, I must go there. As you walk past it, you just are like drawn in. Even if you sat outside and had fish tacos or whatever you were to eat, even if you didn't go inside, but you had to go inside for just a little bit. And here I am, a non-drinker. I'm ordering these $25 drinks just to get the cup, and I'm sitting outside. It's like, you have to. I'm not sure why that is, but if I was there today, I'd have a mixed drink, and I'd be paying way too much for it just to get the cup right now. So,
and I did. I was like, I got to have the souvenir tiki mug. Sign me up, and when I arrived, because I came in the Saturday before, that was the first food I had on Disney property was inside of Trader Sam's. They had a Kalua pork poutine plate, and I'm going to tell you this, it was phenomenal for anybody who likes poutine but likes a spin on poutine. It was very good. And then, of course, I had my hippopotami tie, which came with the souvenir Trader Sam's tiki mug. Let's say you're not the person that wants to go and say Trader Sam's, one of the great things is Trader Sam's is actually connected to the Tangaroa Terrace. which serves the same exact foods, and they do have a little more selection. They do offer, like, if you like a cup of beer or something, or a coffee, or, you know, soft drink, but then they also offer all the food offerings. Because that was one of the things I looked at that menu and I'm like, I could order four things on here and be satisfied. I only ordered one. Because I kept looking at, like, do I do the poutine? Do I do the nachos? What do I do? You know, the pot stickers. But definitely worth checking out at the Disneyland Hotel.
So. Jesse, for you, the answer should have been yes. When she came around and said, can I help you, sir? What would you like to order? You should have said yes. Page right. one. Page
right.
one.
Right. Send it. Just send it. Just come on out, you know.
All right, Stace, you got the man on the phone here. So what questions do you have that Jesse could answer?
It's so difficult because I know Walt Disney World so well. And even though I've been so many times, I still plan at Walt Disney World so well. Disneyland has just been a completely different thing. I don't know if subconsciously I'm trying to just experience it brand new and not do a whole lot of planning, or if it's just because it's just so overwhelming to me at this point. So you covered everything so extremely well, like just things that I didn't even realize that I knew I wanted to know. It, you know, I feel like I'm so much more knowledgeable after listening to you. So the only real question that I have is about the Disneyland Hotel. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what you experienced? You know, I know you were only there for one night, but is there anything that stuck out there besides Trader Sam's?
It's a beautiful property. You know, even from when you check in, I think the neat thing in the lobby, when you check in, the seats they have out there are actually the teacups, you know, from Tomorrowland. So they have booths that you set in the lobby there. So the Disneyland Hotel is actually made up of three separate towers, and then they have a convention center, and they have Goofy's Kitchen there, which is their on-site character breakfast. It's kind of like the Chef Mickey's of Walt Disney World at Contemporary, but they have Goofy's Kitchen there that you can eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner at. You do need a reservation. But they have the three towers are themed after the three original lands of. They didn't have a Tomorrowland Tower, which, you know, again, I you know, that would have been pretty cool. But they have Fantasyland Tower, they have the Adventure Land Tower, and the Frontierland Tower.
Okay.
So in each of the lobbies of the tower, when you go in, there's artwork, there's design, and this was really neat. They had a model, and I stayed in the Adventureland section of the tower. That's where my room was at. In the lobby, when you walk into that tower, they have a model replica of Adventureland. I said Adventureland. I meant Frontierland. So Frontierland. Uh-huh. You walk in and you see the fort, in the model of the fort, and then Big Thunder Mountain.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's so neat because then you're looking at this. But then on the wall, you've got design plans for, you know, you have Walt in the background, and you have some poster stuff on the walls, and throughout the different towers, they have the decorations, and I did really like the gift shops, and the good thing about Disneyland Hotel, just like with say, you know, the Grand Californian, you're not but just a few steps away really from downtown Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you know, even though you can walk directly into the park at Grand California, you're not that far from the park when you stay at the Disneyland Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's I think it's worth going over and checking out, you know, and actually, you know, just walking around. They have a neat pool there. It's themed after the monorails. Now it was colder, and I didn't go. And actually, they were refurbishing one of the main pool there, so I did not get in the water. Mm-hmm. You know, because that wouldn't have been a good time for me to do that. So
no,
they would have been like, "Hey, you out." So, but yeah, that Disneyland Hotel. And a lot of people don't know this, but the Disneyland Hotel wasn't actually a Disney hotel to begin with. And Chris, you probably know this, but it actually was it belonged to Jack Rather, or actually Jack Rather developed it because Walt Disney didn't have the money at the time to develop the hotel. So he actually reached out. And then when Walt Disney could actually buy the hotel, Jack Rather didn't want to sell it.
Well, so, of course not.
So, I mean, even though it's been part of the Disneyland experience there for a while, it hasn't always been a Disney-owned hotel. So that's a neat fact about it. So,
yeah.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
Stacy, any other questions for Jesse?
Nope, I don't think I have any more.
Okay. Jesse, do you have anything for us?
So I do. I have some questions for you guys because I've been dying to know, pick your brains about something. So I can go with me here. I've got a nice little would you rather. Okay.
Oh.
Right. Okay. So I know in honor of would you rather. And this could be answered by both, so I won't direct it to just one. So let's see. Would you rather have a unlimited supply of Mickey premium bars or an unlimited supply of churros?
Ooh. Stacy, how about in all these we let ladies go first so we know. I'll have you go first on these questions.
Okay, so I guess I'm going to go with the Mickey bars, but I have a bad confection. I don't really like either one of them very much. I mean, if you're going to give me a Mickey bar, I'll eat it, but I don't usually purchase them at the park. So I guess Mickey bars. We'll go with that.
How about you, Chris?
You know what? I'm going to agree, but I do like ice cream. I'm going to go with the Mickey bar over the churro. And I don't know why that
Mickey
is.
Bar of the churro.
Yeah, because I like churros too as well. But something about the Mickey bar and the ice cream when you've got it and like you can barely eat it fast enough before it completely makes a mess of you. You know that's, I would go with the Mickey bar.
Yep. So how about I've got another good would you rather. So would you rather be trapped on Tom Sawyer's Island, or would you really be stuck on It's a Small World?
Oh, I'm going to definitely go with Tom Sawyer Island. I don't mind It's a Small World. I don't mind the song. It does get stuck in my head, but I think that would get a little maddening to be stuck on it. So I'm going to go with the island. You can explore, and there's just more to do.
Yes.
Jesse, I think I would pick getting stuck on Tom Sawyer Island over just about anything else you could imagine. Are you kidding me? Like, that would be like a vacation destination, like a true bucket list.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Please just forget that I'm here tonight and leave me on this island so I can. Yeah, absolutely, Tom Sawyer Island.
I would love to camp out there. That would be incredible.
Like, there should be an experience. You know, even if it's a paid experience, a true wilderness explorer where you're camping out on Tom Sawyer Island overnight. Like, that would be completely fantastic.
All right. I've got another one for you, and this one is also related to food, but it's the difference between food and drinks. So would you rather visit Walt Disney World or Disneyland, your choice, and either have whatever you want to drink without eating any of the food in the parks, or have anything to eat in the parks without drinking anything in the parks?
Oh, this is a unique one.
This is unique. Okay, so I'm going to go with the food because, I mean, it's the food. I don't know if there's really any other explanation. But I might, like, sneak drinks of water from the water fountain or something. But I'll take the water fountains that kind of taste like the Florida water, so it's not cheating too much.
Right.
Jesse, so I should ask, are you allowed to drink from the drinking fountain? Because a full day at Walt Disney World with no drinking water, that will make for a very short day.
So that's allowed.
Okay.
To be allowed because you don't have you don't purchase passing the water from the water fountain.
Okay. So I'm going to take the food as well, but that was under the caveat that I'm allowed to actually drink water because if I just had to consume food all day, I could imagine about 3 o'clock in July in Walt Disney World, that would be a quick end of that day. So I'm going to take the food, But I think it's partly because I don't necessarily, I'm not speaking for you, but I'm not, sure. I'm not a drinker myself. So the idea, yeah. I know at Magic Kingdom there's not, but I know like the idea of getting, ooh, I need a Dole Whip with rum. Like that doesn't necessarily like appeal to me. But like, if you're like, ooh, how about we get the veggie tacos over at Rancho Del Zocalo? It's like, uh-oh. You, like you had me at the word taco, you know? I'm good with it. So, okay.
Yeah. So when I originally, I think I'd asked that question on my my Facebook page several months ago. I asked it in regards to just Epcot, you know, so I thought I would expand that a little bit because, you know, of course, Epcot is the festival park and there's a lot of good food and a lot of good drinks around the park, you know, that you can get. But yeah, so so how about one more would you rather? Because I, you know, I don't want to, you know, I could ask you guys a ton of these. I love would you rathers. So let's go. I've got a hard one for you. Okay.
All right.
So, you know, it might not be too hard for you, but so you could only, would you rather only ever go to the Magic Kingdom for the rest of your life, or would you rather be able to visit any other park but the Magic for the rest of your life whenever you wanted to?
I think I would go with any other park. I think I could, I wouldn't want to, but I think I could live without going to the Magic Kingdom if it meant that I could go variety of other places.
I agree, and I would simply replace the Magic Kingdom with Disneyland. I would replace it with California, Disney's California Adventure. Easily, I could see that as the park that I could go to. I could even make a case for Epcot, though. Like the studios, like I'm not drawn to the to Galaxy's Edge like other people, but I could easily pick another park besides the Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
Sure.
And yeah, and I think right now, like, you know, for me, the Magic, I don't feel like I'd do a trip to Walt Disney World if I didn't go to the Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Whereas now I'm thinking, you know, what would be a trip to Disneyland without being in Disneyland? And there, and that, the West Coast Magic Kingdom, the original Magic Kingdom. But, you know, that's tough. For me, to be honest with you, I could really give up. And if we were just saying Walt Disney World, I could give up every other park and just go to Magic Kingdom because I love it. Like, I just love being in the park. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't even have to go ride a ride. I could just walk around, mm-hmm. and that's, I just love it that much. But I will say, you know, ultimately, you know, the trip to Disneyland has really just reinvigorated my love for, you know, the Disney park. You know, and believe me, I love my Walt Disney World, and I can't wait to visit that again in the summer. But I'm just so excited about Disneyland and getting back there. And I will say this: I spent from 6:45 in the morning walking over to California Adventure until 11:30 that night.
Wow!
And I did not go back to a hotel, or, you know, of course I sit down every once in a while and had something to eat or drink, but. But the best thing I had, and I took a picture of it, and I'll share it with you. I caught a picture of Mickey greeting guests outside of the fire station on Main Street, and you could see where they've lit the lamp.
Yeah,
cool.
Department.
I think I saw that picture. I think you posted it. Yeah,
so good. Yes, I did. I did post. But for me, it's actually the background on my iPhone. You know, I set it because I, you know, look at it and I'm thinking. I love it. It's just there was just something special about that, seeing Mickey in front of the fire station and, you know, the light on. It was a great way to end my magical day.
Jesse, so I'm going to ask you about five questions here in rapid fire. Your answer will be either Disneyland or Walt Disney World, okay?
Sure.
You ready?
Yes.
Splash Mountain.
Walt Disney World.
Haunted Mansion.
Disneyland.
Pirates.
Disneyland.
Big Thunder Mountain.
Oh, that's tough. Disneyland.
Jungle Cruise.
Disneyland.
Stacy, how do you feel about going to Disneyland now?
I'm so excited.
And the reason I would say it's tough for Big Thunder Mountain is not that... So Big Thunder Mountain at Disneyland has a little extra touch. I love how you board Big Thunder Mountain. And I think the other thing you're going to like about Big Thunder Mountain is the location of it. You know, like you're getting on. And it's so neat. Like right there, as you can see. It's true.
It's different.
It's separated correct. From the Frontierland, which in Walt Disney World it really is. It's away from the town. You know,
let's continue here, Jesse. Let's tease Stacy some more. did I ask you about Jungle Cruise yet?
You did. You did say Jungle Cruise, and I did say Disneyland.
Okay.
I think Jungle Cruise is but we didn't talk about get into it at all. But yeah,
Small World,
Disneyland, easy.
Even with an easy, wow, the monorail. Easy.
Walt Disney World. I'll give it to even though you can get on it inside the park, I still love the Walt Disney. I think the monorail, they improved the monorail when they brought it to Walt Disney World. I do think that it's nice.
I'm going to avoid Space Mountain because that's not a fair contest because you didn't go on it. The railroad.
Disneyland.
Okay. How about the two Tower of Terrors? And I know it's changed as a garden.
Sure. So I'll be honest, I still love the Twilight Tower of Terror, even though Guardians is amazing. Mm-hmm. I just love the theming of Tower of Terror in Hollywood Studios a lot better, I think.
Okay. Soarin'.
To be honest, I don't know that one is better than the other because, I mean, I'll say the Epcot because I love the Land Pavilion. Okay. So we'll give it to Epcot.
Okay. And my last question is, this is the quickest three-word show ever. Describe to Stacy the three words that describe Cars Land the best.
I'm going to choose my words carefully. So, best themed land.
The best themed land.
Yep, in all of Disney parks.
And he means in all of Disney parks, Stacy. Just so you know. So, and that's I agree with him. So, okay.
You're transported. You are. I mean, and don't get me wrong. Toy Story Land is nice. Toy Story Land is nice. And of course, I'm answering this. Pandora is amazing. Don't get me wrong on that. And I think Star Wars Land is going to be incredible. And if Star Wars Land is any if Cars Land is any inkling of what they can do for Star Wars Land, then you know that answer might change. But for now, you walk on Route 66. You are going to walk in there, and you're going to be like, oh my gosh.
Yep, 100%.
It doesn't matter what age you are. Oh my gosh.
All right, Jesse. So tell everybody, how could they get a hold of you? What's the best way to contact you for questions?
So I'm on social media. So you can reach me and Twitter at DisneyDad23. You can also catch me over on Facebook or Instagram at Jesse's Disney Travel, and there's no apostrophe. That's Jesse JESSES Disney Travel. You know, please reach out to me if you've got questions. Also, Epcot. You know, I've made some good friendships through Epcot. Definitely would plug that because it's a wonderful community, and it's awesome because I got a lot of wonderful tips, a lot of what I experienced in Disneyland for this quick trip I did. I had a lot of great suggestions come through Epcot things I wouldn't have thought to do. So, you know, now I get to share that back with you guys. So
that's great.
And Jess, you are a travel agent. Again, what is your travel agent site on Facebook?
So my travel agent site, so it's facebook.com/Jesse's Disney Travel. I'm with Marvelous Mouse Agent. So they, you know, a small agency based here out of North Carolina here, but we have agents across, and I'm one of those lucky agents. But yeah, I love what I do. I love to talk Disney all day long, and I'd be willing, you know, even if you just want to just talk Disney World, Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, and I have a good teaser to leave you guys on. So I'm actually getting ready, and Chris, I know we probably need to talk about this offline, but I'm going to be taking my first Disney cruise in April
Boom.
So I'm so excited.
Whoa.
And this was a surprise. I actually have not announced this to anybody. So I'm giving you exclusive news.
Whoa.
Yeah, exclusive. Hey,
does your family know?
Yeah, I did. I ran it by them because we had to do the passport.
That would be exclusive. No, I'm going to tell her tomorrow.
Yeah, it was a last minute, a wonderful last minute opportunity that came available to me through the agency. And, you know, I'm really excited because, you know, I've been looking at these things, watching YouTube, just being jealous. And again, this is an incredible opportunity because never did I think I would be going to Disneyland and on a Disney cruise. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be ultimately broke this year, but I'm going
to
be broke with
a smile. Oh, it's a good way to go down. It's a good way to go down. It's fine. All right.
But yeah, so that's awesome.
So if you have any questions for Stacy or myself, find us on the WWU Facebook page, on our Instagram page, on Twitter, or join the Facebook group. Again, it's EDCOT, E-D-C-O-T. And we're happy to go and accept new members, except if you're a robot. We've had an issue recently, but we're going to solve that our own way.
Have had a robot, yes.
So for my buddy Jesse, for my buddy Stacy, we'd like to thank you and have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.